found the first site where I, at Ally Express where I found it, you go down below into the description and you find a bunch of different things talking about it, and then it talks about the one with GPS on it and stuff like that, and it says there's very little. It says check, and you can hardly tell it's a link, a place to click on. I clicked on it, and the price went down, and it says Lily Go TTGO Mesh-Tastic T-Beam V1.2 ESP32 Development Board, blah, 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 same thing, but it says it's the one, supposedly, that has the GPS in it, I guess. I don't know, now I need to look at the description details on this one. And it's $29.88.
Yeah, well, you don't really need a GPS on all of them. You know, it's probably good to have at least one that has a GPS on it. And if you, it depends. If you're trying to use it more like APRS or something, where you want to be trackable and you want to have your location data be sending out packets, then definitely you want the GPS, right? So, but. Let's say that you have one at home and you just have it up in the air and it's not moving. Well, you don't necessarily need that one to have a GPS on it, but it's still kind of nice, I guess. But you can just set your position data fixed and put in the coordinates.
Well, see, when you were driving around with yours, you might have wanted that.
Yeah, the trouble is we haven't gotten them to work that good in that fashion. Nothing like APRS right now. We've been looking forward to figuring that part of it out. I think you almost have to be like KM4ACK, number one, and have your antenna on the outside of the vehicle, you know, if you're going to be driving around, you know. And nobody's doing that right now. I mean, we have these handheld devices, trackers and such. Put them in your backpack, you know. You can hang them off your electric bike as you're driving, you know, that type of thing. But they're so tiny, and they put out 100 milliwatts, you know, so forth, that, you know, you being seen by the satellites isn't quite as good as something like APRS where you can put out 50 watts, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, You gotta do like a ham radio operator, do a radio guys do, because you're talking about radio here, and of course you need a mag mount 900 megahertz antenna on top of your car. In other words, take everything you've learned about ham radio and apply it to Mesh-Tastic.
Yeah, there's some that are doing that. In fact, the one guy in Paradise, I think I may have sent you a video of him testing a couple of antennas, but his homemade collinear antenna has been outperforming everything else. Just not weather resistant or weatherproof. That's been the problem with that one. But he'll put it inside of his house next to a window, and it operates better than the thing that he bought that he put on top of his house above the house. So it's pretty funny. Yeah, clear my throat again. But anyway, I did send you some pictures of the LoRa TT Go that I have that I bought several years ago at this point, and showing you the little board, couple of the big chips on the board, and behind it shows you the GPS, you know, the little ceramic antenna thing. So now the one thing about these T-beams is they only put out like 100 milliwatts or whatever, but the other ones that we're buying, like the Hellcat V4s, now those things are putting out closer to 800 or 900 milliwatts right from the factory, and we've measured that with the device that Dan has in Paradise, so he knows that it's doing it. And the other thing I'll say is, like a lot of these things that you buy from China, the antennas that come with them are basically garbage. They work, but they don't work very good. So either buying another antenna is smart, or building your own. CAN6MGK.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every time I get to the LoRa that I would be interested in, has all the GPS in it and all that other stuff, I might as well get one with everything. It changes. It changes the ball. It changes the ball. What do they call it? The goal line moves or whatever, however they describe that in sports, so they change it. Well, now AliExpress says if I want the LiLiGo and Helium T-Beam V1.2 ESP32 LoRa development board with LoRa WAM WAN Whiskey Alpha November 868 to 915 wireless module GPS Neo 6M, whatever that means, and a 16850 battery holder already on it, and you have to solder the, I don't see it, the little screen that I was talking about on there at all, so you have to add that. But if you want that, then that's going to be $59.18. So, yeah, they keep moving. This is AliExpress, and they keep moving the goalposts.
Yeah, so that's more the price range that you would, I've been seeing lately. But, you know, you'd say that to, I guess you would have to use discernment as to what you're actually getting. So, you know, if you want the whole complete unit or someone that is just selling you parts, you know, and sometimes they are just selling parts because that's what people want, right? They're building their own things. You don't have to, you can figure out your own source. They have different kinds of batteries and so forth now. But anyway, most everyone has left these T-beams aside and have all gone to something else, like the Helltech V4s or the Rack RAK systems, different ones. And the reasons why is because, like, say, this one that Pat just bought, you know, you can, right from the device itself, you can send messages. You don't have to rely on your cell phone as the app. You still can use your cell phone app, and probably most people will, but there's a little joystick control. You can set up in advance, like a little QWERTY keyboard that comes up that you can see on the display, and you can type in messages, like canned messages, and so that way you can quickly send a canned message to somebody right from the device. You don't have to get onto your cell phone and use the app. Again, most people are using the app still, but it just gives you another option.
The questions at that AliExpress puts on there are absolutely crazy. It says, is this a weapon? The first question is this a weapon with Bluetooth speakers? A weapon against pills with Bluetooth speakers. Now, that's been translated, of course, from Chinese, so I don't know what they're talking about. If you program it to be a jammer, then yes. What is it for? Blah, blah, blah. How much current does it take? Run 6 hours on a fully charged 18650. So that's the one with everything in it. It's not running as long with a 18650. That's interesting that they run on the 18650, because the 18650 is 3.7 volts, and most of these devices are 5.
Well, you charge them with 5 volts, but no, they're all that I know of are running off of either that or the lithium ion batteries, like these other Heltec V4s are. A lot of people using like a 3,000 milliamp hour lithium ion battery. It's real thin. That's how they can put them in these real thin devices.
Well, 18650 is a lithium ion 3.7 volt round battery that probably goes up to about 4.2 top voltage, maybe a little higher. And I've got a ton of them, but yeah, I can see why they want the flat cell phone type battery.
Yeah, and many of them come with like 1,000 milliamp hours, which is nowhere near enough, but it depends on what you try to do with it, I guess. So the one advantage that the Heltec V4 has is it has a solar input. So although the Heltec V4 it does use a lot more power, that's why they're not quite as efficient, but they do put out a little bit more wattage. They put out like, 800 or 900 milliwatts. And but they have a solar input in there as well. So if a person had a small panel, like a 10 watt panel or something like that, they could actually run the lead that goes down right into the board. And they make special panels for that, like the same ones you would use to charge those. some people are doing that, by the way, like the pathway lights and stuff that run off of solar, those little small boards, cameras, like little cameras and stuff, they'll use those boards and they'll run those right into the Arduino or LoRa board, whatever it is that they're using into that input. So that's the one advantage the Heltec V4 has.
Now, Heltec, what is that?
Well, it's another LoRa communication board. I don't know if it's an Arduino or not. I mean, I'd have to look, send you links to that or something, I guess. But mine are already built, so I'm not taking them apart. I say built, and I should be putting air quotes over that because it's really assembled.
Well, are both of these Arduino-based?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I'd have to look up the Heltec V4 and see what it is. I don't know. I've never seen an Arduino board, really. I think so, though. I do think so. Just like there's some people buying other products on Temu also. They're selling some stuff on Temu. I think it's the same LilyGo company, and those boards are probably work too. So they do all call them some sort of a development board. So, and some of them come pre-flashed with Meshtastic on them, but usually it'd be an old version, In any event, I can send you something on the Heltec V4, but I need to get off of here now for a bit. I'm going to go wake up the wife and use the restroom and stuff. So I'll listen to your final here for a moment, but I'll say 7-3 for now. KN6MGK.
Well, real quick, all I'm going to say is everything I'm reading says it's another ESP32. ESP32S3 plus SX1262 LoRa node. Heltecautomation.org.
Yeah, because that's probably right. Yeah, I don't know. They're really small. About the size of a matchbox, an old-fashioned matchbox. All right, 7-3 for now. KN6MGK.
Yeah, LilyGo and Heltec are just two different programmer guys, probably. All right, N6GRG.